Raimondo Montecuculi, valiant military leader and man of culture. Without question, the most famous member of the Montecuculi family was General Raimondo, who was born at the fortress of Montecuculo on the 21st of February 1609. His parents were Galeotto II, Count of Montecuculo, Sassorosso and Burgone, and Anna Bigi, maid of honour at the Este court of Duchess Virginia de' Medici. After a brief spell at Montecuculo, Raimondo followed the family to Brescello, where Galeotto had been appointed governor. His father died while he was still young, and at the age of 10, Raimondo went as a page to the court of Duke Cesare's brother, Cardinal Alessandro d'Este, Bishop of Reggio. The bishop took the boy's situation to heart and saw to it that he received a rigorous education. The short period he spent at the Cardinal's magnificent court, a key factor in Raimondo's cultural education, was cut short by the death of the prelate in 1624. In defiance of his mother, who had hoped he would pursue an ecclesiastical career or become a member of the Este court, at the tender age of 16, Raimondo followed in the footsteps of General Rambaldo di Collalto and enlisted in the Emperor of Austria's army. Although his cousins Ernesto and Girolamo of the Montese branch already held important commissions, Raimondo was shown no favoritism. He nevertheless rose swiftly through the ranks, thanks to his personal gifts of determination, courage, and valour. When Raimondo arrived in Austria, the 30 Years' War, which was to last from 1618 to 1648, was in full swing, with the domination of Europe at stake. The young soldier immediately found himself embroiled in the toughest of battles, in which he displayed his soldierly qualities and his talent for military strategy. In 1639, he was captured by the Swedes and imprisoned in the castle of Stettin, where he remained for 3 years. Raimondo took advantage of this enforced inactivity to draw on the palace's rich library and devoted himself to the study of warfare, weapons, war machines, and defense systems. The fruits of this period were a manual entitled On Battles and his treatise on war. Raimondo's talent did not escape the notice of the imperial court, where he was soon held in great esteem. At this point, Raimondo began his travels throughout Europe, meeting the most eminent personalities of the day. As an imperial diplomat, he visited Queen Christina of Sweden and travelled to London, where he met Oliver Cromwell. During this period, Raimondo married Margareta Dietrichstein, a noblewoman from a family of some influence at the imperial court. Raimondo's greatness was founded on the vast cornucopia of knowledge he had acquired and the wealth of practical experience accumulated during his formative years. The 30 Years' War, his travels to the capitals of Europe, and his meetings with the most eminent personalities of the period. He had ample opportunity to analyze the most modern state systems, the organization of armies, and the strategies of the great leaders he fought alongside or against: Wallenstein, Tilly, King Gustavus Adolphus of Sweden, and the French generals Condé and Turenne. Over time, his thinking became more refined, leading to new ideas in the military and political fields, on the logistics of war, and the need for a standing army. In an era of giants battling for supremacy in Europe, Raimondo found himself on the side of the weakest, the Habsburg Empire, internally divided and ruled by a politically and militarily feeble emperor. Yet having to contend with such powerful adversaries as the France of Richelieu, Mazarin, and Louis XIV, Gustavus Adolphus's Sweden, and the Ottoman Empire, again active on the European scene. Raimondo was to participate valiantly in all the European military campaigns from 1625 to 1675. But his outstanding achievement was his victory over the Turks on the Raab River in 1664 in what is now Hungary. Here he stopped the Ottoman armies from striking at the heart of the empire. This was followed by a truce during which Raimondo devoted himself to studying science and writing aphorisms on the art of war, his only work known in Italy, in a famous edition edited by the poet Ugo Foscolo. According to some academics, however, Raimondo's crowning achievement was an episode in the war against France in 1675, which even Napoleon greatly admired. Raimondo performed an astonishing manoeuvre, cutting off the enemy army's supplies, then cunningly deceiving the French commander Turenne and evading his attempts to engage in open combat. Turenne died shortly afterwards under a hail of fire from the imperial artillery. The war dragged on, but petered out the same year without a significant victory for either party. It was, however, a political success for the imperial troops, who had blocked France's attempts to achieve supremacy. Apart from his victories on the battlefield, Raimondo's fame rests on his many writings, which for their style and language are seen as making a major contribution to 17th century literature. A man of wide culture and experience, he wrote various treatises on the military arts, many of which have since been lost. These were an instant success and were translated into many languages. His theories and ideas concerning techniques, manoeuvres and fortifications were adopted by other European states. The last years of Raimondo's life were marred by envy and malice. A faction at court did not agree with his methods of waging war and were hostile to his plans to reform the army and state. They resorted to accusing him of embezzlement. Raimondo nevertheless managed to defend himself and prove his honesty. After a period of illness and distress, Raimondo died in Linz on the 16th of October 1680. He was given a solemn funeral in Vienna, where his body was buried alongside that of his wife, Margareta, at the Am Hof Church. Only his viscera were removed and buried in the Capuchin Church in Linz after the embalming of his corpse. After Raimondo's death, Emperor Leopold followed his advice, setting in motion reforms of army and state that ensured Austria's rise as a great European power over the next few decades. Raimondo Montecuccoli. He made eternal in his writings what he accomplished by his deeds. Ugo Foscolo.